Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, May 29th. I'm Mark Daniels. The Green Bay Packers are back in town. Organized team activities begin for the Packers. Each of the next 3 weeks, they'll be working out for a couple of days. One public practice each week beginning today, 11:15. They'll be on Ray Nitschke Field. Packer veterans due in along with several selected rookies. Tight end JerMichael Finley arriving in Green Bay on Wednesday. There were reports that he was going to be examined by the team's medical staff to see how his neck is progressing following that fusion surgery, which ended his season last year. Finley is also an unrestricted free agent without a contract with the Green Bay Packers. The Milwaukee Brewers made it 2 out of 3, defeating the Baltimore Orioles Wednesday night 8-3 at Miller Park. One night after Giovanni Gallardo beat the Orioles with an RBI walk-off double in the 10th inning, beat him with his arm on Wednesday night, going 6 2/3 innings, giving up 3 runs for the victory. Manager Ron Ranicki says it was nice to take another series.
We finally got the blow we needed in the 8th inning with a home run from Davis. But I think with playing tight ball games and you come out, 2 out of 3 is pretty good.
Davis hitting a 3-run shot and a 4-run 8th. Ryan Braun with a 2-run double early. Carlos Gomez with a couple of hits. But for Gallardo, said it was fun winning games with both his bat and his arm.
Just fun. You know, it's last two games, obviously, this is a good way to get a victory before the off day. You know, so the guys can enjoy the off day tomorrow and, get back at it on Friday.
Brewers 32-22 have a 2.5-game lead in the NL Central. They'll return to action on Friday, hosting the Cubs in a weekend series. Stretch their division lead because the Yankees knocked off the Cardinals 7-4. Jacoby Ellsbury went 3-for-5. A good finish to the road trip, says New York manager Joe Girardi.
5-4, we lost 3 one-run games. We lost some tough games. We won 3 extra inning games. To have a winning road trip, that's good. I mean, that's a good thing. Road trips aren't always easy, and when you have long ones, it makes it even more difficult. So it's just a good road trip.
Another interleague game had Boston beat Atlanta by a score of 4-0. In the National League, a couple of more shutouts. Mets beat the Pirates 5-0. Bartolo Colon went 7 1/3, scattering 5 hits. Giants 4, Cubs nothing. Tim Lincecum and 5 relievers combined on a 2-hit shutout. Phillies beat the Rockies 6-3. Ryan Howard, a walk-off 3-run home run in Philadelphia. Marlins scored 4 runs in the top of the 10th, held off the Nationals 8-5. Diamondbacks scored 8 runs in the first inning to beat San Diego 12-6, and Cincinnati gets by the LA Dodgers 3-2. Brandon Phillips with a 2-run home run. In the American League, Houston has won 5 in a row. Chris Carter homers twice in the Astros' 9-3 win over Kansas City. Toronto gets by Tampa Bay 3-2. Blue Jays complete a sweep. White Sox over the Indians 3-2. Moises Sierra with a walk-off RBI single. Rangers get by the Twins 1-0. Oakland beats Detroit 3-1. Josh Donaldson a walk-off 3-run home run. And Seattle over the Angels 3-1. Felix Hernandez went 8 2/3. Just missed a complete game, but now gets to 7-1 on the season. Minor League Baseball, Cedar Rapids beat the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 5-2. Amateur Baseball, the Green Bay Bullfrogs get their first win in Game 2. Beat the Battle Creek Bombers 4-2. Garrett Harrison went 6 innings, gave up 2 unearned runs, allowed only 3 hits, and struck out 6. Bullfrogs homestand to start the season continues Thursday night with the Kenosha Kingfish at Joanne Stadium at 7:05. And the Sheboygan A's got their season off to a good start with a 6-4 road win at Manitowoc. The NBA playoffs, the Indiana Pacers stave off elimination by beating the Miami Heat 93-90. Paul George with 37 points. He scored 31 of those in the second half.
I mean, we're going against history. But we can't feel like it can't be done. Every player in our locker room, every trainer, every coach, everybody in this organization have to feel like, we can accomplish this.
They still have to win 2 more. The Heat still had a chance. Chris Bosh's game-winning 3 in the closing seconds missed. LeBron James, saddled with foul trouble, had to settle for only 7 points.
24 minutes is not enough for me to make an imprint on a game like I know I'm accustomed to doing or I know I can do. And, you just continue to help the guys, from the bench, let them know what you can see when you're in foul trouble and in ways we can try to exploit them. But I'm much better on the floor than I am off of it.
Game 6 will be back in Miami on Saturday night. It's Game 5 in the Western Conference Final Thursday night. San Antonio and Oklahoma City are now tied at 2 games apiece. On the ice, the defending Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks were facing elimination at home, but they beat the Los Angeles Kings 5-4 in double overtime. Michael Hantzeus scoring 2:04 into the second OT. Blackhawks coach Joel Quenneville says that was a great way to stay alive.
Our guys, they find ways. I mean, it's a testament to their competitiveness and their will to win and overcoming a lot of hurdles and obstacles. And, you know, tonight was a great challenge with a great start and then having to come back in the third and winning in dramatic fashion.
LA Kings still up 3-2 in that series. Difficult day at the French Open for the Williams sisters. Both Venus and Serena were knocked out. Serena Williams, the defending champion, beaten in the second round in straight sets 6-2, 6-2 by Garbine Muguruza.
One of those days, you know, you can't be on every day. And gosh, I hate to be off during a Grand Slam, but it happens. You know, it's not the end of the world, and it is what it is.
Obituary in sports, Tampa Bay Buccaneers owner Malcolm Glazer has passed away at the age of 85. He purchased the team that had been floundering for years, but they've made the playoffs 7 times. They also have a Super Bowl championship. Head coach John Gruden led the Bucs to the title for Glazer, who also owns Manchester United of the English Premier Soccer League. And Tiger Woods made an announcement on his website that he will not be able to play in the U.S. Open in a couple of weeks at Pinehurst, still recovering from back surgery earlier this spring. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.